USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An upset at the Kentucky Derby. Larry Colmus with a call for NBC Sports.
Authentic and John Velasquez have the lead as they come down to the 16th ball. Chisnall is still trying to get him. Authentic, Chisnall, here's the buyer. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Outside the gates, protesters calling for racial justice. Michael George has more.
Protesters gathered near Churchill Downs as the 146th Kentucky Derby was getting underway. Demonstrators are calling for justice after the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor in her Louisville apartment in March. In Portland, Oregon, police are preparing for the 100th night of consecutive protests.
I understand that they're tired, but at the same time, we're tired of you killing black people.
Police say rocks were thrown at them on Friday night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Experts are warning that Labor Day could be a super-spreading weekend for COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some tips on how you should stay safe this holiday weekend.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he would be comfortable getting a coronavirus vaccine if it's proven to be safe and effective. As far as keeping our guard up during the coronavirus pandemic over the holiday weekend, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America, we need to mask up and stay vigilant regarding the coronavirus.
Well, I'm very concerned when you look at Memorial Day, July 4th. We hit a peak in this country on July 24th, which was about 2 to 3 weeks after the 4th of July. So we know that during these holidays, people come together for barbecues, for picnics. They travel. And that sets us up for spread of a highly contagious disease like COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The case against a murder suspect is no more. USA's Kenneth Burns has the story.
All charges were dropped Friday against Curtis Flowers, the Mississippi man who was tried 6 times for a 1996 quadruple homicide, whose last conviction was thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court last year because of a district attorney's efforts to keep African Americans off the jury. A judge dismissed the charges after Mississippi Attorney General Lyndon Fitch, who inherited the case after the Supreme Court ruling, said a 7th prosecution of Flowers was not feasible. Flowers, who is black, spent nearly 23 years in prison. He has maintained his innocence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
For 40 years, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has railed against the dangers of impaired driving. MAD President Helen Witte says the group has saved lives.
The fatality rate for drunk driving has been cut in half since 1980. When MAD was founded.
It was formed by a mother whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver. The same thing happened to Witte. Her 16-year-old daughter, Helen Marie, died when she was struck by a teen who was drunk driving.
It shattered my life and the life of my family, and it ended my daughter's life. And I don't want that to happen to anybody else. That's why I'm here.
According to MAD, drunk driving causes about 300,000 injuries every year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.